Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there. We're going to be talking about NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 1, and it's going to contain all the spoilers. So if you haven't watched it yet, you might want to give this one a miss, or maybe skip to about 5 minutes in. New champions crowned at NXT TakeOver, a major heel turn on Dynamite, and an update on Adam Cole versus Shawn Michaels. For Thursday, April the 8th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
MSK is smelling blood.
Wesley now, Gibson.
Oh!
Nowhere to go! Lee, into the cover, hooks the leg. MSK!
That skull is 20 feet high. Io Shirai, the genius of the sky, laying it all out there.
Io Shirai absolutely relentless with her. This woman won't do.
Capital Wrestling Center on their feet. Gonzalez waiting for that one-arm power bomb to stake her claim to the women's title. Cover, count. Gonzalez makes history.
Stand and deliver the money on your life. Oh. Try the mirror, that mine or a knife.
Night one of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver is in the books, it's in the pockets, and what a way to kick off two nights of black and gold brand wrestling. We have ourselves a brand new NXT Women's Champion, Raquel Gonzalez, claiming the title from Io Shirai in an excellent main event of night one. Gonzalez, the second new champion to be crowned last night, as we also saw MSK picking up the tag team titles in also an excellent triple threat tag team match. Wesley and Nash Carter, they only joined WWE back in December, so their debut for NXT in January, since then to now becoming champions, is sublime. And Raquel Gonzalez's rise through the NXT system relatively quickly, it seems, has been amazing to watch as well. Overall, a great night to kick off basically the big run for WrestleMania from here on in. It was in the post-takeover press call that Triple H chatted very glowingly about Io Shirai and Raquel Gonzalez. He said, "I'll start by saying, I've said this a lot in press, not because I'm trying to hype the brand, but because I truly believe it. I believe Io Shirai, you could make the argument, is the best female performer on the face of the planet. She's amazing. I truly believe that. I can't say enough good stuff about her, and she's had a monumental reign." And then he says, "For me, why Raquel Gonzalez? Right woman, right time. She's got a presence. When you see her, it's hard not to think that she's a star." It's interesting that in all we've been in within the last year and a half, when you look at the transition from her debuting with Dakota Kai to where she is now, from stature to look to physique to everything, she has capitalized on every second of every moment, transformed herself into an absolute star. And I think she's just nicking the surface. So I think, why her? Because she put herself in the position for it to be her, that's for sure. Triple H was also very glowing about Volta. He had a successful title defense against Tommaso Ciampa last night. The match of the night honors, in my book, go to Tommaso Ciampa and Volta. an incredible affair between those two. And he has lots of nice things to say about Volta. And this was a question. Volta came up in discussion because during the call, Triple H was asked about Eric Rowan showing interest in fighting Volta in NXT. And Triple H said, everyone wants to fight Volta until he chops them for the first time. It's the old Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. That chop sounds good on TV until you take the first one. And then you start thinking, why did I come here again? Volta is a machine. Different level. Different focus. To me, he is straight money. And he's going to travel back home for a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, NXT UK, he's excited to be there. He's excited to be doing all the stuff he is. But I can't wait to get him back here. There's a lot of matchups I'd like to see. And realistically, when you just put Volta's name next to a lot of people, you just go, oh, I can't wait to see that. There's a lot of names. One of those names, for me personally, this is me talking now, not Triple H, for me personally, is Rampage Brown on NXT UK. And if you didn't have enough wrestling to watch this week, 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, NXT UK prelude goes down on the WWE Network and on Peacock. And the feature match for that is Volta versus Rampage Brown for the NXT UK Championship. And I am so excited to see Rampage getting that moment in there with Volta. I think they could put on a match that people will be talking about this week. I think they will, you know. I'm going to watch it later. I am the excited. Also last night from NXT, Bronson Reed won the Eliminator Gauntlet. He became the number one contender for the NXT North American Championship in the process. So he will face Johnny Gargano tonight as part of Night 2 for the North American title. Also confirmed for Night 2 of TakeOver, Jordan Devlin and Santos Escobar will unify the Cruiserweight Championships in a ladder match to determine one undisputed champion. Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart will face The Way, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. We'll see Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly in an unsanctioned match. And Finn Balor will defend the NXT Championship against Karrion Kross. Another big night out of the Capitol Wrestling Center. We will have live reactions with Nocturnal Adam Pacitti. We will have live reactions on Twitter at Cultaholic. We will have what happened at and graded following the event as well.
Everyone else here knows that I have the ability to kill you with my bare hands without even breaking a sweat. And the only thing stopping me is my decision not to.
WrestleMania, I am going to break your mystique. I am going to take your title. And I am going to kick your ass in front of the whole world.
Here comes a comeback.
Remember them? Of course you do. Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. Those names have been on the lips of wrestling fans over the last 24 hours or so. WWE President and the Chief Revenue Officer, Nick Khan, is to blame for that. He gave us an update on the returns of Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. We haven't seen Ronda on WWE TV since WrestleMania 35 in 2019. Becky Lynch, as we know, stepped away to go and become a mother. She is a proud mother now. And whilst she's having the best time being a parent, she's definitely a miss in the wrestling, without a shadow of a doubt. Speaking with Colin Cowherd, Nick Khan confirmed that both Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch are indeed returning, saying, quote, Ronda is going to be coming back at a certain point in time. Becky Lynch, she just had her first baby. She'll be coming back at a certain point in time in the not too distant future. So we are expecting both to be back in WWE soon. When they're ready and when they're good to go. Can't wait. Can't wait. There was another star return teased on Twitter last night. And I think it was just teased. But don't threaten me with a good time. So this started with Bayley talking to Alex McCarthy of TalkSport, right? And she confirmed that the company has no plans for her at WrestleMania. And then Bayley said, "I'm sorry, guys, it just didn't happen. Even if there was something, I don't know if I would tell you guys and spoil it. But yeah, it's okay. I'll be here for a long time. I might just jump the barricade and steal my own moment if they won't give me one. I'll just steal it." Also, she talked about in this chat with Alex McCarthy. It's a great chat, by the way. She talked about the beating that she gave Kairi Sane on Kairi's way out of the company. The last time we saw Kairi Sane was getting beaten up by Bayley, essentially. And now she's over. She was over in Japan working as an ambassador for the WWE there. This clip from the interview was tweeted out, and which Bayley responded, tweeting Kairi Sane, telling her to never return to WWE. Kairi Sane then followed this up with a video of her face photoshopped onto Jack Sparrow riding a pirate ship. Now, there is a big pirate ship at Raymond James Stadium right now, a custom-built pirate ship for the entrance for WrestleMania. Don't threaten me with Kairi Sane, wrestling pirate, jumping off the pirate ship. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Mox, this crisis of conscience.
Moxley tagged himself in.
Yeah, Moxley's
going to Moxley's going to finish the job.
Moxley yeah. won't give a damn.
Ref he'll take to get Moxley out of there.
He'll take
Moxley's
Omega's
the legal
head
man.
Off.
Oh, my God. He's going to put a paradigm shift.
Oh! Man, Omega got spiked.
That's how you do it, he said. Right in the face of Nick. He's going to do it again.
He's going to...
Mox has got business to transact.
Two paradigm shifts and now a real naked choke.
The sleeper's locked in.
There's no way Kenny Omega can get out of two paradigm shifts
Omega's
in a rear naked choke.
This
he
is brutal.
Third
come
time.
No. Oh. What the hell? Super. Are you kidding?
The Young Bucks just super kicked John Moxley.
Look at this, Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston coming to help his friend.
But Gallows and Anderson have other thoughts in mind for Eddie Kingston. I can't believe.
What are we watching, for God's sake?
History, Shabani.
What do you mean by that?
The magic killer.
Are you telling me you knew this was going
to
happen?
Get the stretcher for Kingston. He's going back to the hospital.
Are you saying you knew this was going to happen?
I'm not saying anything.
Come on, yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
You're as devious as they come.
Look at Moxley being physically dissected.
The magic killer by the Good Brothers.
And now the world champion crawls over for the pin.
Who can barely lift his head. The hell is going on?
Well, that was beautiful.
Here are your
Hope
winners.
You enjoyed it, guys.
The team of the Good Brothers and AEW world champion, Kenny Omega.
What are we seeing here?
I don't know if I saw that. I don't know if I saw a tear rolling down the face of Matt Jackson.
Well, I can't believe that Matt Jackson's own character and integrity can put a tone to this in a different mindset.
You can almost, I think you're seeing that really fighting within themselves here.
The Young Bucks could not bring themselves to injure their friend Kenny Omega.
Boy, there's a lot more to this story to unfold.
That was the closing moments of AEW Dynamite last night. Tough order for Dynamite. They were up against NXT TakeOver. They packed out the show with quite a lot of stuff. We saw the return of Mike Tyson to make good with Chris Jericho. We saw a big match announcement from Chris Jericho, which we'll get to in just a second. But we also saw what you heard just then. Jon Moxley and the Young Bucks taking on Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers in the main event. When Matt wouldn't keep up attacking Kenny Omega, we see Moxley tag himself in, hit the paradigm shift on Omega, but this leads to the Jackson brothers, the Young Bucks attacking Moxley, and this leads to the Young Bucks standing tall with Kenny Omega, the Good Brothers, and Don Callis. A pretty major heel turn by the looks of things, and there is some questions as to how much of a heel turn this heel turn truly was, because you can tell there's a little bit of trepidation in the face of the Young Bucks, but I feel like this is building to something pretty big for them. So turning on Jon Moxley in the main event, no doubt there'll be ramifications for that. And earlier in the night, Chris Jericho made the announcement that we will see the war between the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle come to a head in a match that we were meant to see 12 months ago. Remember Blood and Guts? Remember when we talked about that? They were going to do like a war game style match and then the world shut down and then we didn't get it. We got Stadium Stampede instead. Not complaining. Happy as Larry with that. But Chris Jericho and the rest of the Inner Circle made an appearance during AEW last night and they challenged MJF and The Pinnacle to the Blood and Guts match. And it looks like it's going to be taking place next month on the 5th of May. Now, I am up for this. That is a huge night that AEW can build around. And when you consider that by the 5th of May, they're not going to be running up against NXT. It's going to be a clear Wednesday night for the wrestling fans to find them. It could be a record-breaking show for them. It could very well be, you know. Obviously, AEW Dynamite, we will talk all about it later on today. Jack is here with AEW Dynamite Graded, and Ross will be along on the YouTube channel for the AEW TF moments as well. Now, back in September, the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Wrestling launched the All-Party Parliamentary Inquiry into professional wrestling in Great Britain. After taking written and oral evidence on the professional wrestling industry from some 80 wrestlers, promoters, ring crew, training school operators, academics, healthcare professionals, and many others connected to the British wrestling world, a report has now been released on the inquiry, and it has been authored by MPs from the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, and the Scottish National Party. This report came out at 1 minute past midnight last night. So within this 103-page report, MPs have noted that there is, quote, an urgent requirement for action on many fronts. So I won't go into all 103 pages, but we'll go through some of the key points from it. Wrestling has fallen between the categories of sport and theatre, sometimes characterised as sports entertainment, says the report. The panel recommends that wrestling training schools be considered as sporting and shows, promotions and associated activity be considered theatrical, artistic or performative in respect to future guidance, legislation and regulation. The minimum health and safety standards across independent wrestling in Britain is worryingly low. The parliamentarians have recommended a raft of measures, most notably enhanced requirements under the licensing and insurance arrangements wrestling companies have in place and the adoption of concussion protocols, signed PARQ fitness forms, guidance for health and safety executives, and minimum first aid training are also recommended. Wrestling's own Me Too movement, known as Speaking Out, highlighted stories of sexual abuse, assault, and predation. The report makes a number of recommendations in response to the movement, including hardwiring the voice of abusers, survivors into British wrestling, the development of practical guides for first responders, and working to establish case management systems to address allegations of abuse. Wrestling schools have insufficient protections in place, particularly given they are regularly working with minors. The report recommends that, as is proposed under current legislation, sports coaches be recognised as a position of trust for the purposes of child sexual offences and that wrestling coaches be considered sports coaches for this purpose. A number of interim steps in relation to safeguarding and data protection are also proposed. The wrestling industry suffers from a lack of official representation, and the report recommends the establishment of trade bodies to more effectively promote British wrestling. Other recommendations include a call for increased data collection around the industry, appropriate memorialization of great British wrestling talents, building on the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame for Scotland, work to better understand the gender pay gap in wrestling, infrastructure to support wrestlers working overseas, and better measures to accommodate visiting talent and creating a safety standard for wrestling rings. Those are some of the notes from the report that was published at midnight this morning. APPG co-chairs Alex Davis-Jones and Mark Fletcher MP have said, quote, "We are delighted to take what we hope will be a first step towards strengthening and improving the British wrestling industry, which brings joy to so many people, ourselves included. We don't do reports that sit on a shelf and look forward to putting our recommendations into action over the next coming weeks. Now, the sports minister, Nigel Hudson, has also added here, saying, quote, the government welcomes the APPG's report and will carefully consider its findings. We want to see a successful wrestling industry for its participants and many fans right across the country. The shadow sports minister, Alison McGovern MP, has also stated, quote, this is a detailed report covering both the performance and sporting aspects of wrestling that many love dearly, but which also holds and has a long-standing issue that needs attention. The APPG have done a great piece of work here, and I hope the Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport will look at it closely. Tomorrow on the news podcast, I will be in conversation with Mark Fletcher MP. Now, Mark Fletcher MP is one of those involved in the all-party parliamentary group for professional wrestling. If you have any questions that you would like me to put towards Mark Fletcher on this subject, nothing else, on this subject, the interview is taking place at 2 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. And if you would like to tweet me personally, at Tom Campbell, if you have any questions that I can put towards him, I will happily do that. I think this is a really important piece of legislation. With British wrestling going through what it went through last year, I think this is potentially a really exciting way forward for wrestling, to see it treated in a way that is more befitting and is less of the Wild West that we've always known in wrestling, that we've always just assumed is how wrestling should be. So I'm really up for this. I'm excited to chat more about this with Mark Fletcher. I think there is some good to come from this, and I'd like to hear what you think as well.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rival Select are reporting that AEW and Impact star Luke Gallows has been chatting to people up top about possibly bringing Big Cass to All Elite Wrestling. Gallows said people have to ask about a guy like that. It wasn't actually specified what he meant by higher ups, though, but Gallows has said that he's been speaking to people up top at AEW and wants to work with Big Cass in All Elite Wrestling. Big Cass had a bit of a very well-documented rise and fall within British wrestling, and it's great to see Big Cass on the move back in wrestling. He looks in amazing shape right now. He's been doing limited independent dates, and I think he's a guy that's got a lot to offer still. Seth Rollins was on the Out of Character podcast earlier this week, and he is one for upsetting fans, isn't he, our boy Seth? He argued that WWE fans don't like anything. He also said that it's been nice to be able to cut promos without fans, especially the ones that chant CM Punk at him. CM Punk chants aren't something that Seth is a big fan of. Seth said, quote, I still think social media still plays quite a role in how shows are written and how characters are portrayed. The Thunderdome has allowed us to tell our stories a little cleaner, in the sense that things aren't up and down as they may normally be. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not entirely sure. I miss the fans and I miss the live interaction, but I like being able to cut a promo and getting all the way through it without having to side-eye the audience. It's nice to get a thought out without being interrupted by CM Punk chants. Unfortunately for Seth, fans will be in attendance this weekend when he faces Cesaro. I mean, I get the frustration as a performer that you are essentially heckled throughout what you do. It's where wrestling kind of becomes a bit more akin to pantomime, isn't it? Like, you don't, you like, you will get like the baddies jeered and heckled, but like, you won't get, if you go and see a Shakespeare play, you're not going to get people chanting Hail Caesar at Brutus, are you? It's not going to happen. I get the frustration. But I think you do need fans there to help guide that vision of where you're going. Jack wrote a great article at cultaholic.com, which you can read right now. And what he said is true. WWE have been flying blind for 12 months. Without that live crowd to dictate who's doing what well, you haven't got that. And we're just hoping that we get to Saturday and people cheer the right people. That's kind of what we're hoping for. Mark Henry was chatting to BT Sports and he said, I feel like Volta is the cream of the crop. I think Volta should be a world champion within the next 2 or 3 years. It's all up to him. If he stays healthy and wants to get better, you will see Volta as a world champion. Mark Henry has a lot of love for Volta, it seems. I think that everyone does. Triple H in the press conference earlier to Mark Henry on BT Sport. The sky is very much the limit for Volta. It really is. And we have an update on that rumoured Shawn Michaels versus Adam Cole match. That little stare down they had wet our appetite the other week and started rumour mills a-turning. Triple H on Pardon My Take has squashed any hopes we might have had of seeing that match, it seems. He says, quote, when Shawn was leaving, he ran into Adam Cole backstage. They had a moment and Shawn walked off. The internet blew up saying, oh my God, what if? What a tease. It's the ultimate match. What they don't know is 3 minutes prior to that, when Shawn's music hit and he was walking out to the stage, his left knee gave out and he started dancing because he almost fell off the stage. His left knee is so bad that it buckled on him when he was walking down the ramp. That match isn't going to happen. Or is it, Triple H? Or is it? It's probably not. Or it? On the Cultaholic podcast feed, just hours before she opened NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver with a rendition of the national anthem, Nita Strauss from the Alice Cooper Band joined me via Zoom from her hotel room to share 3 wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. We also talked about how it's been being a performer doing shows to no fans.
I kind of liken it to making a music video, you know, or an actor acting in a film, and you have to give a performance of your life to, you know, a blinking red light on a camera, and it's really odd. But, you know, I've played a lot of empty gigs before, so it's just kind of a return to roots, I guess.
It's like the good old days, Nita. Remember that? When we were scratching and clawing to get on?
Exactly. Same crowd, bigger stage.
Here, Desert Island Graps with Nita Strauss on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Plus, later today, it is the second episode of Desert Island Graps Revisited. This is where I'm inviting classic guests, previous island visitors, to come back to Cultaholic and do a watch-along of one of their 3 favourite matches. And since it's WrestleMania week, we had to get Effie back on because one of Effie's matches was from WrestleMania 12, the Hollywood Backlot Brawl between Roddy Piper and Goldust. So, how about later on, you, me, and Effie from Effie's Big Gay Brunch all sit down and watch the Hollywood Backlot Brawl? If that sounds like your idea of a good time, you can get that on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later on today. twitch.tv/cultaholic. Sam Driver is live tonight. He's going to be playing some games and chilling out with you. I like a nice chill Sam Driver stream. I like the Pat Butcher vibes that come from the build up to the stream as well. Hey, I want to say on the subject of Twitch, thank you for the amazing love and support that we have had on Twitch over the past few days. There was a ridiculous amount of gifted subs and cheers and bits and love and lovely messages for Adam Pacitti on See You Next Tuesday. And then yesterday, you and I spent a couple of hours together playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and you're just incredibly generous. We had gifted subs, we had raids, we had wonderful Twitch bit donations as well. Same again for Jack and Owen last night when they were playing Football Manager, guiding the career of Cultaholic FC. Just a lot of love, and we are so blessed to have what I believe to be the greatest wrestling fan base on the planet. So thank you very much. I hope that you will join me tomorrow at 4 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time for Love You By Friday. We celebrate getting pumped for WrestleMania weekend. Thank you so much for being amazing. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Find out what happened at NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. Plus, we have NXT TakeOver Graded for night one. Plus, AEW Dynamite Graded and the AEW TF moments as well. If you fancy maybe taking a break from stuff happening in wrestling now, we also snuck in a little list last night as well. The 10 best WrestleMania world title match builds. Some surprises in there I think you're gonna like. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. And check out Cultaholic.com throughout the day for the latest breaking news during this wild week in professional wrestling. Not only do we have a full breakdown of the British MP's inquiry into British wrestling, you can find that there as well, but also we're looking at, since it's TakeOver season as well as WrestleMania season, we're looking at 10 overlooked NXT TakeOver classics. Matches that have been lost in the annals of time that deserve a little more love. You can check that out at Cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.